Obesity and bodybuilding. Or, say hi to Henry Thoreau from me when you get to Mount Katahdin. Going from obese to bodybuilder is not a hard journey, and it isn't one that you will ever regret. But you will have to quit your job and bid farewell to all the toxic things in your life. As soon as you can, start by getting your hiking and camping gear together. You are going on adventures like no tomorrow. It is the lifestyle change that ends all the trouble you are having. And ultimately, you want to set your aim on crossing the Appalachian Trail, a 6-month journey from Georgia to Maine. At first, keep your adventures confined to state parks. Enjoy yourself. Begin paying attention to your endurance, how your body adapts and helps you walk longer. I always say that we are walking machines, but what I really mean is that we are endurance machines. It means that the harder you challenge your body, the more it will transform to face the challenge. You should also know that all the extra weight you carried is something that bodybuilders need equipment for. You are, in fact, very muscular, a hidden bodybuilder, and you should protect your muscles as you burn fat. Once your fat is gone, you will be very muscular from all the walking and working out and getting around. A workout at the gym is the same as endurance walking, but there you use dumbbells to weigh your entire body down. And at first, you will only be able to lift for seconds, but that will quickly change, as your body always listens to you and always adapts. Now, having said that, most people at the gym do it wrong because they do not respect their body's endurance mechanism. They start lifting 15 or 25 pounds, and while their body does the best it can, they will never adapt again. They already maxed out what they can lift and now lift just for a few seconds, which their body will ignore. Therefore, you must begin with the lightest of dumbbells and focus on building up your endurance first. You have to lift them in front, up, and to the side for 1 hour. Yes. At first, you will rest a lot, but you must close those rest gaps with mathematical precision, just like joggers do it. It is not jogging until it is straight through. It's the same for bodybuilders. Only once you establish that 1-hour-long routine, largely non-stop, you begin checking if your body has adapted and if you can go a little bit higher, never by 5 pounds, more like 2.5. The rule is you should lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never, ever so heavy that you will be forced to stop during that hard-earned hour. And you must always move to the beats of songs. One beat for raising your dumbbell, the next beat for lowering. The faster the song and the resulting dance, the more fat you will burn. The slower the song and more pronounced the lifting motion, the bigger the muscles you will earn. Hitting every beat will put you in a dance trance where an hour-long workout will feel like nothing. You should aim to double your workout duration as soon as you can handle it. An honest workout is no less than 2 non-stop hours. And you will have to work out for 5 days a week, giving yourself 2 consecutive days of healing and rest. This is a lot of motion, and your body will use all its reserves. You will see results in days. A great reward every month, and it will keep you going without asking, when will I transform? When you see results all the time, you don't care how long it will take. You will soon be able to bend down and reach for things on the ground. Click your seat belt with your left arm. Even small cars will begin to seem spacious. Your belt will soon become too long, and you will be searching for new clothes every 6 months. The best part is that you can take the dumbbells outside of the gym, and even on your hiking adventures. This is a call to a new lifestyle, a fitness lifestyle. You are free, and your adventure awaits. Get going now, baby steps at a time as your body adapts more and more. And once you cross the AT and climb Mount Katahdin in great celebration, say hi to Henry Thoreau from me, and set your aim on the Pacific Crest and the Continental Divide Trails next.